T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Oh, that sucked. I'll come on today and open the program by saying, boy, was I wrong. And I was wrong like the Bucks looked last night, okay? And by that, I will explain. But the Bucks last night, this is the way that I thought this would go, because the Bucks had not lost but once back-to-back games all season long. They've always been able to rebound, pardon the pun, and come back and play with a vengeance. And early on in that ball game, when Giannis got the dunk and dropped the F-bomb in the flex-up, I said, I was sitting there in the living room going, whoa, here we go. And my wife was upstairs, and she's like, what's going on? And I said, Giannis just had a slam down. Bucks are leading. It's over. This is just, look at the tenacity with which he's going to play. This is it. And what happened was the Bucks thought they would just win because. And they didn't have much of an adjustment when it came to the defensive end. Now, for everybody that wants to go defensively speaking and say, okay, they need to play better defense, I don't disagree with you, but they can't shoot. What you need right now is scoring. They can't shoot. You can't keep up with this team. If you think you're going to get past Toronto and go win a championship, you better completely go to a chiropractor right now and ask him to fix your spine, because in some way, shape, or form, you've gotten your head stuck in your sphincter. You've bent completely backwards. You cannot shoot the basketball right now. Whatever, guys are either pressing or the pressure's getting to them, whatever it happens to be. I was listening to Ted Davis. I had to run up and pick our daughter up from the dance class last night, so I was gone like 10 minutes at halftime. I'm listening to Ted, and Ted says, you know, well, Bledsoe's 2 of 18. 2 of 18 from beyond the arc in the series with the Raptors. 2 of 18. Let it fly. At some point, let it fly. You got to shoot out of it. But your game is not the three-point arc. Your game is dribble drive and penetration and drawing fouls and getting to the line. That is your game. You're not playing your game. Middleton showed up last night and played his game. Give him credit. Giannis showed up last night, played his game. But Mirotic, anybody want to put a milk carton out and find out where the hell he went defensively? He can't play defense worth a lick. And he's never seen the board. And you know, I've said this before, and Bucks fans get on me about it. When you are not hitting your shots, when things are going the Bucks' way, and by that I mean in every facet, when they're passing the basketball, when they're hitting their shots, when they're doing Bucks stuff, you play your game. But let's take it to the baseball vernacular. When you're not hitting, you need to create something. You need to drop down a bunt, be more patient at the plate, take a walk, get a guy on, steal a base. Stuff that you don't normally do when you're hitting the baseball, okay? Because you have to, quote, manufacture runs. This team has to figure out a way to manufacture points. So as much as we want to talk about, well, the defensive end, they need to play better, and I agree. Look, hey, at this point in time, this is all hands on deck. This isn't about, I said yesterday, you have to stick with what got you there. It doesn't mean the captain of the Titanic knew the dangers of running high speed through icebergs, okay? But he did it anyway, because he said, well, this is the way we do it, and people around me are telling me to do it. Even though he knew in his gut it was wrong, he said, we're going to do it this way, and look what happened to him. All right? So he's got eels up his butt. All right? So you don't want to end up with eels up your butt. What you want is, yeah, we're going to stick with what got us here, but if that's not working, I got to have a quicker hook. It's not a panic move. It's merely we have to do everything we can to make the adjustment necessary to either keep us in or give us a lead in this particular ballgame. Because they kicked your ass in every way. You were out-coached. You were out-hustled. You were out-shot. You were out-quicked. And everybody wants to say, well, it's fatigue. My ass. Stop it. Okay? Toronto went 7 games with Philadelphia. Had a shorter turnaround. They have less bench than you have. They play less men than you play, which means their starters and their key players are playing more minutes than you. They're more fatigued than you are. They are out-quicking you. They are out-shooting you. They are out-playing you in every facet of the game. Now, whether it was just being there or Drake became some kind of a distraction, whatever it may be, whatever excuse it is you want to use, you come home with your tail between your legs. Why? Because you looked scared last night. The Bucks looked, but by the end of that game, they looked scared. They just did. They didn't have anything left in the tank. They didn't have an answer, and they looked shocked. Like, oh, my God, we were supposed to come out here and win this game, and we didn't win. What do we do? So I don't know what took place in the plane last night. I don't know what was said in film study today. I don't know what's going on at shoot-around or practice. I don't know. But I'm telling you, last night, as I sat here and watched that game and time wind down with about 8 minutes to go in a ball game, when, I don't know, Toronto was up like 13 or 15, I was tweeting out, this game's over, the Bucks should be embarrassed, because they should. The effort they came out with, now guys will say, we'll never question my effort and question my heart. When I see a team on the floor diving for basketballs, when I see a team dribble, driving, penetrating, and posterizing Giannis, the MVP, and they are sticking it in your rear end, I question your effort. Because you looked around to everybody else, and Middleton did. Middleton was getting in guys, but nobody else was really going, hey, I got this, or I'm with you. Everybody was looking to get theirs, and that's not what the Bucks do. That's not what the Bucks do. That's not good basketball. So you can say, well, you got to get back to playing Bucks basketball, or you got to get back to, you know, playing the way we play, and, you know, playing our game. That's fine. That's all cliche stuff, but you better figure it out. Because just because you're coming back to the five-serve form after watching them take you toe-to-toe in game one and then beat your ass in 2 straight games up there, you don't have any guarantee or any lock coming back to Milwaukee. None. So that's it. That's my opener. It's a loss. Yes. Don't take, because I love the people last night go, oh, it's only one game. No, you've been beaten now solidly the last 2 games. You got beat for quite a bit in game one. You let them out to a big lead, and then gradually you kind of climb back into that game and ground them down, and that's what you do. But no longer can you go into half 10 points down and go, well, you know, this is when we make our adjustments and we come back. They got your number. They have figured you out. They have figured you out. When they put Kawhi on Giannis, when they made some changes defensively, when they said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and keep the ball in the perimeter, we're going to pass it around. Even Marcus Saul is going to get his open looks. And we're just going to keep tapping it and popping it, and you guys are going to keep trying to switch off, and eventually we're going to get to where 2 guys are on one, and you're going to leave a man open, and we're going to pop it, and we're going to hit it. Why? Because we have better shooters than you do. And they're getting it done. They're getting it done. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. By the way, Brewers lost last night as well. Brewers took it on the chin 3-0 blank by the Cincinnati Reds. So for those of you that said, well, the schedule gets easy, take that. Don't ever count on the schedule. And I get so tired of him. In Major League Baseball, you're only as good as that next day starter. Unfortunately, your starter was pretty good. Your offense stunk. But that being said, Brewers lost back at it again today in a quick 2-game series with the Cincinnati Reds. So there you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Mirotić drops 11 last night. When it came to the plus-minus, okay, when you go through the analytics and you look at the plus-minus of your value, okay, your value for Mirotić last night was a minus 12. Your value, even though Middleton did drop 30, was a minus 11. Your value for Giannis last night was a minus 19. Your value for George Hill last night, 27 minutes, 1 of 2 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, only 5 boards, 3 assists, a couple of steals, and a foul, but only 5 points, was a minus 17. Pat Connaughton was a minus 16. Not many. Tony Snell was a positive 3 in 3 minutes, better defensively. You had a positive 1 out of Brook Lopez, 3 for 5, 2 of 3 beyond the arc. But he had 5 shots last night. Middleton and Giannis had 32 shots between them. 42 if you want to throw Mirotić into the mix. But the Bucks 31% beyond the arc. Popped up 35 shots last night, 31%. 46.3% from the field, but while they took 80 shots, they also turned the ball over 12 times last night. And while Toronto turned the ball over 11, the Bucks turned the ball over more down the stretch again via the one-on-one kind of dribble, drive, jump in the air, have nowhere to throw it away basketball that they've been playing because, quote, they're panicking. They look like they're panicking right now. And Toronto turned the ball over a few times early on in that ball game and then settled down. So when it counted, Toronto just played better basketball. And, oh, by the way, Powell apparently took off his shirt and there was a Superman cape underneath it because he plays like that against the Milwaukee Bucks more often than not. So, anyway, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. For those of you watching us over on the Facebook Live, we did Facebook Live this morning. We thought the opening remarks here today should go to Facebook, so you can follow us over on Facebook Live. Not easy to hear the phone calls on Facebook Live, but we will be taking some phone calls coming up here in just a short bit. But I guess, my confidence level in the Bucks coming home, there's no book it, there's no lock, just because you're at the Fiserv. There's not right now. Toronto has a head of steam. You have allowed them to climb back into it, and they played last night like they knew they had you beat. And when we come back, I will get into the whole Drake thing. Okay? We'll get into that as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show on the air, and if you would like to see inside the studio a little bit, or at least where I'm at, you can go to Facebook Live. Go to Facebook, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and find us over there. We are Facebook Living it, taking some questions and comments there. George just says basically, wow, terrible game. You've got... Kevin saying, why don't the Bucks drive to the net on the breakaways when like the Raptors do instead of pull-ups? Look, there's a lot of things right now that I think part of it, you've got a lot of guys that are trying to be heroes and trying to get this team back right, and you can't fault them for that. But I think, and this might just be me, this is the first time you've really got a team consistently pressing. And by that I mean, it looks like everybody's a little shell-shocked. They just are. You tell me, did that team look any different to you in the face at the end of that ball game last night? Darn sure they did. Tony says, I'm not worried. I picked the Bucks in 6. I'm still sticking with it. You know what? For those of us that did, and I said the Bucks in 5, so I'm off by a game, so I'll take that too. Now, here, let me get into this, because a lot of the comments that are coming across, specifically Facebook Live right now, are of this. Why does the NBA allow Drake to run all over the court? Okay, last year, the NBA had told the Toronto Raptors, tell Drake to tone it down. Okay, get him back. My assumption is the next time they go into Canada is that he is going to be less animated when it comes to being able to just roam the sidelines. I can't. And for those that say, well, It's just Bucks fans getting out of shape about it. Well, that's part of it. It's like this. You come home, you got the wife and kids and the whole thing. You come home and you find out that a pipe had burst in your house, right? And you got water leaking everywhere. So that's problematic. And then you go upstairs as you're getting ready to call the contractor or the plumber, whomever, and there's some toys on the floor, there's dirty dishes in the sink, the garbage is overflowing. Okay, those things are smaller, irritating problems. But the main problem is the pipe that has burst in the basement, okay? Drake is the garbage stacking up. He's an irritant. He's not the problem. The problem is you can't figure out a way right now to defend, and your shooting, from specifically beyond the arc, kind of sucks in the grand scheme of things. When they're getting off 7 more shots than you, and you're shooting one less free throw than them, and their shooting percentages are better than you, you're going to lose the game. When you have another turnover, one more turnover than they do, specifically your turnovers tend to come in crunch time, you're going to lose the game. Toronto is doing everything throughout the game to adjust the game, if you know what I mean. You're not. So the Bucks need to figure this out. Bud needs to figure this out. If it means bringing in Sterling Brown, if it means bringing in Tony Snell, whatever it means, you need to figure it out, and you need to figure it out in a hurry. Because they don't fear you. They proved that in game one. You spanked them in game two because you started hitting your shots. And you made a minor adjustment, I guess is the best way to put it. But they don't fear you anymore. You're not the big, bad Milwaukee Bucks that won 60 games. You're the bad Milwaukee Bucks who went into their house and kind of embarrassed yourself because they out-efforted you in so many different ways. That's where they're at right now. They don't fear you. Why should they? They figured you out. Now it's up to you to adjust to their game, and you haven't been able to do it, so why would they fear you? Don't, because I just got a couple of tweets that said, well, they're coming to our house. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, unless the fans make it so deafening and so unbelievably uncomfortable in that place, who cares? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. 855-830-8648. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, I had to plug in. We were dying. Our battery was going dead. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the phone calls. And I know on Facebook Live you're not going to be able to hear them, but you'll get the overall consensus. Let's go to our buddy Greg out in Waukesha. Greg, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show.
Bill.
Greg, how you been, my friend?
I have been good, but let me tell you, man, I am worried as a Bucks fan. I'm worried. You know, I don't necessarily know if I believe in home court advantage, but man, Bill, I'm blind, and I could probably have shot some of those three-pointers better than the Bucks did last night. I'm joking, but you know what I mean.
Right? No, I get it.
So let's talk about Norman Powell for a minute. Okay, can we?
Sure.
He's a bench player, right? And
yep.
He, like, was one of their – he scored, what, 19 last night?
I believe so, yeah.
19? Which, okay, overall.
18 to be exact. 18, yeah. But 18, yeah, yes.
18. Really, a bench player? Nick Nurse knows how to utilize his bench better than we know how to utilize our bench, I think. I would like to see, Tony Snell in there. I'd like to see, you know, some of our bench guys. Now, George Hill, you know, comes off the bench and does awesome.
Yeah.
Why can't the rest of our bench guys perform like that?
It has been.
Do we not have the talent?
Well, you know what? I think they have the talent. And Greg, appreciate it as always. Thanks for giving us a buzz, buddy. And maybe I'll see you down at Jimmy's Grotto real soon. Look, the Bucks have a good bench. They just. What I have noticed is you've got energy coming off the bench. You haven't had good matchups coming off the bench. And when your starters, your reliant guys, aren't getting the job done, when you're, look, Chris Middleton had a tremendous game last night. Giannis had a tremendous game last night. But you can't have a long leash anymore. And I'm sorry, but Bledsoe, you're 2 of 7 from the field. You're now, again, 2 shots beyond the arc last night, which you're, again, your job is dribble, drive, penetration, get to the free throw line. 0 for 2 beyond the arc, 2 for 18 so far in the series. That's not your game. Now, he had 20 minutes last night, so you bring in George Hill, who had 5 points. He wasn't getting his shots off. Malcolm Brogdon was, but he was 2 of 11 last night. I, as much as you want to make the adjustments, and you do, the dribble drive penetration, out of control, throwing it up to throw it up, hoping for something, you can't do. What Toronto's doing is, yeah, they'll dribble drive, but they'll kick it out and then kick it again and kick it again and find a guy wide open. They did it so much last night, and they hit their shots. The Bucks haven't been doing that. The Bucks will throw 1 or 2 times, and they're chuck. And just watch. Now, I'm not saying you have to work the shot clock, but just watch. They'll come down, pop. They're not hitting their shots, so they give Toronto more possessions. And part of it is just guys need to hit their shots. You know, Mirotić is 4 of 10. You know, I mean, Bledsoe's 2 of 7. Brogdon was 2 of 11 last night. Pat Connaughton was 1 of 4 last night. You know, I mean, that kind of number is, you're not gonna win like that. So, yeah, coming back to the Fiserv Forum, a little bit of familiarity. You're probably going to have those numbers go up a little bit. But Toronto, give them credit because they have outquicked you to the spot, and they've had hands in your face. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They want to remind you that at Cousin Subs, if you want a VIP experience, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway because there are 11 concerts in 11 nights at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest, and that means you have 11 chances to win. It's that simple. Each VIP concert package, you get a couple of tickets, a parking pass, gift cards, and a whole lot more. There's 11 people that are going to win the one-of-a-kind experience, and you could be one of them. So enter daily, CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway, and you're good to go. That's CousinSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway. You're good to go. Maybe you can be one of those VIPs at Summerfest. Compliments of Cousins Subs. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll pick up where we left off. Are you nervous now as the Bucks come back to the Fiserv Forum? Do you still think Bucks in 6? Or do you think that this is a legitimate series where the Toronto Raptors could legitimately steal it and end up in the NBA Finals? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. That was a craptastic performance by your Milwaukee Bucks last night. Now we'll see if they come home, they regroup. Let me say this about the whole Drake thing, and I know there's still people going off about it. There is an NBA code of conduct. I cannot imagine, for the life of me, that the NBA is not going to lean over to the Raptors and whisper in their ear, you better tone it down with Drake. You can't have a guy walking the sidelines. You can't have a guy grabbing a coach. I know people say he's an ambassador and he's paid by the team, even more so then. You know, and no, for those that come at me and say you wouldn't care if it was Aaron Rodgers, you know what? Drake is doing it because he's a media whore. He's a fan, but he's a media whore. He wants his face out there. If Aaron Rodgers was doing this on the sideline and walking up and down and just, you could just tell he's acting the jag, okay? It's one thing to stand up and cheer, wave bye-bye to Giannis when he fouls out. Okay, that's an irritant. But something like that, you know, I wouldn't like it. I would think, you know what, sit down. You know, why? It's one thing to be a fan and jump up and down and yell and clap and cheer, but it's another thing to make yourself the story And if Aaron Rodgers was doing it, I would feel the exact same way. I would be embarrassed. Okay? I wouldn't. So, and if you as a fan think that would be okay, then no. It's you're there to see the basketball game. I'm not there to watch Drake and his antics on the sideline. He's, like I said, he's somebody that didn't take out the garbage when you get home. He's an irritant more than anything. He's garbage. That's all he is. So, and if you, and let's be honest, if you really want to shut him up, beat him. Just beat him. Get the win at home and then go up there and get the win and wave bye-bye to his smug punk ass. That's all you need to do. Beat him. Otherwise, shut up. Who cares? He's not playing the game. He's irritating you. What you need to be concerned about right now is the fact that you've got guys on the Raptors roster who look like they are MVP caliber. Powell should not be dropping 18 on you, plus 29. He should not be dropping 4 of 13 from beyond the arc. You know, Ibaka, you got to figure out something for Serge Ibaka. 7 of 12 last night, 13 boards, a couple of assists. He had a steal, for God's sakes. Dropped 17 on you. Van Vliet. Those three guys alone could come off the bench, and they could just switch them out, start them. They'd beat you. That's how bad you look. So, you know, I don't want to hear this stuff about Drake. Who cares? Go beat him. It's like somebody in the stands who keeps cheering and sticking his finger in your face. It's an irritant. But if your team wins, then they shut up. They go away. You know? Don't buy his music. Boycott anybody that plays his music. Take a stand that way. But, you know, he's an irritant. I get it, but who cares? It's Drake. Come on. Steven says, got to get back to work. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Bucks can get this one. I completely agree. Completely agree. I'm not panicking, but I'm saying this. I have a newfound respect for the Raptors, and I am now really, really, really interested to see the Bucks respond after getting beat in back-to-back games. They got beat in because they didn't lose a game all season long back-to-back when they had a day of rest and had a day to kind of go over it. And now they have. So this is a first for them. And the pressure of the Eastern Conference Finals definitely appears to be weighing on their shoulders. Now, this is where a guy like George Hill, who's been there, done that, and even maybe if Pau Gasol's kind of running around because he's back here in Milwaukee, once you get back home, once you get a little bit of a rest and relaxation in your own bed, now you start to get some of the words of wisdom from guys that have been there, done that. And just calm down. Go play your game. But you got to play your game better. Because you can't just say, well, we're going to go play our game. We're going to win. Because that ain't gonna happen. You got to go play your game better. That's it. And you got to value the possession. Oh, my God. Stop turning the ball over. Specifically in crunch time when you need it the most, you finally claw your way back. And then you just throw it away. Couple of times, you dribble drive, you're jumping in the air. You know what it reminded me of? Brandon Jennings. He used to do that. Brandon Jennings wanted to do everything. So Brandon Jennings would bring the ball up the court, 100 miles an hour, dribble down in the corner, and then jump, and then realize he had nowhere to throw the basketball. So he'd try to get it to somebody and get it tipped out of bounds or get it stolen, and then he was like, well, I was trying to make a play. Well, yeah, but there's a difference between making a smart play and just being stupid. Don't be stupid with the basketball. And that's where you can kind of see the Bucks going, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So they get drilled by 18 last night. Now it's back to the drawing board today. And just see what the Fiserv Forum brings. And for everybody that's saying, look, and we're on Facebook Live, by the way, so I'm getting a lot of people that are rolling, you know, messages across the screen at me saying about the crowd tomorrow night down at the Fiserv Forum. I completely agree. I'm not saying that it's incumbent upon the fans to get the win because you can't go out there and play. But you can make that place as uncomfortable a place to play and as positive energy a place to play for the Milwaukee Bucks as it's ever been. So do the fans bring a part in this? Look, if not one fan showed up, you'd still want the Bucks to come out with a different energy and a different, you know, kind of pep in their step and play better. But there is something to be said for home court advantage and home court energy and what you can bring. So I'm not going to sit here and clap my hands and go, come on, fans, bring it. It's up to you. Come on. That's rallying the troops for somebody that's going to make a minuscule difference. You know? The Bucks just need to play better. They need to hit their shots. Let's go to Mike listening to us in West Bend. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Billy, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was last night. I'll tell you, man, that was sad. And I'll tell you right now, Bill, you know, a lot of these Bucks fans disrespecting the Toronto Raptors, and I know everybody was, you know, bringing out the brooms and saying we're going to sweep Toronto. You know, they dug themselves a hole right now, and I'm telling you right now, Toronto's coming in here to steal game five, Billy, and you're going to have to grow a set of balls and go back to Toronto and prove who you are and bring it back to Milwaukee for game seven.
Mm-hmm.
This is just absolutely ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, Toronto is playing with a vengeance right now, Billy. They're coming into our house, and they're going to steal game five. And then we're going to see what the Bucks are really made of.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Mike, because I'll tell you this. If they come in and steal game five and they then win three straight, I would find it hard to believe that the Bucks would win this series. This game coming up tomorrow night at the Fiserv Forum, to me, is about as much win, must win, as you can possibly have right now. Robert says Bledsoe needs to find himself. Brian says the Bucks are choking. Craig says, I would like to know what the hell is wrong with Bledsoe, which he's just not playing well right now. I don't know what else to tell you. His shot's off, and he's not playing his game. He's got to get back into playing Eric Bledsoe game. Alexander says, Fiserv will be loud tomorrow like it always has been, but corporate seats need to wear the T-shirts and stand up and get loud as well. That is what's killing the crowd. Look, if the corporate people down low are killing the crowd, then you need to scream at the corporate people and get them up. Kim says, are the Bucks just overconfident? I was hearing most of the media and fans thought it would be over by now. That's possible. That's very possible. I think, and I said this on Twitter last night, that the Bucks looked like when they came out, they were mad. They were going to go out and get a win. They were flexing their muscles. When Giannis dropped the F-bomb after the big dunk, I was like, whoa, here we go. And everybody thought, well, this is the rebound after a loss. And now they've taken one right in the shorts. Now you got to figure it out. Because by the end of that game, the Bucks looked lost. 855-830-8648. The Bucks looked lost. Avi says, big win coming up tomorrow night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Are you pulling a Harley out this weekend? Avi, I'll tell you this. I don't have it yet. Last year in the offseason, with all the moves, with selling my house, buying a new home, selling Sherry's house, and everything that went on, we sold the motorcycle. So I'm in the process of getting a new one, but I just haven't finalized everything yet because I haven't had a chance to get back out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson to get it done. I found exactly the bike I want. It's beautiful. Color Sherry wants. It's got a big back on it. I've never been a big fan of full dressers, but full dresser on the back. It's got the boom audio system. It's beautiful bike. And I have not had a chance to get out there and grab it. I've been just that busy. So I'm hoping to get out in the next couple of days to grab it because they have the honor ride coming up out there this weekend. Speaking of that, I might as well go ahead and mention that real quick. But Wisconsin Harley-Davidson coming up this weekend. They want to invite you to the Honor Celebration, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so remember that. It's coming up this Saturday, May 25th, at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. Now, it's open to the public, and even if you don't ride a motorcycle, come on out and enjoy the festivities. Starting at 10 a.m., live music. The Echoes of Camp Randall, that band, is going to be on the stage, followed by the National Anthem. The Warbird Flyover is going to be there, and if you haven't seen the Warbirds, they're really cool, the older planes. They do the flyover and during the National Anthem and such, and they take off from Waukesha County Airport, and I've seen them numerous times in my area. As a matter of fact, one of those planes were up yesterday, and they're just cool to see. So come on out and check that out. You can sign up for the Great Wisconsin Cornhole Tournament, which starts at 11, and the party keeps going all day long. The Hot and Dirty Brass Band starts at noon, plus there's going to be great food, huge beer garden, by the way. Which, what party in Wisconsin would be complete without a beer garden, right? Lots of vendors, military displays, a whole lot more. There's something for everybody. Free admission, free parking. So come on, join me because I'm going to head out. It's a free, fun event, family event if you want to bring the kids. That's this Saturday, May 25th, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, just off of 94, just south of 94 at exit 282. You can see it right off of the highway. Highway 67, south in Oconomowoc. And if you want more information, call my buddy Craig. 262-569-8500. Ask for Craig. 262-569-8500. Or simply go to WISHD.com. WISHD.com. More of your thoughts, phone calls, everybody. Court, KJ, and everybody on hold. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They're the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. 1 week from today, it all gets underway at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. That's when Rebel Grace takes the stage. And Wednesday Night Live is back. And finally, we're starting to talk about some summer, some music, the concert series every Wednesday night. Again, it's all out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, the Budweiser Pavilion. And by the way, it's free of charge. Come on in, no problem. You can pay to park. A car is $6. I think motorcycles are still free, but it's always a great time. I cannot wait for summer to get here. Cannot wait for Wednesday Night Live. So really looking forward to it. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Also reminding you, coming up tonight, we are going to be at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee. And he saw some action last night, a few minutes, but Jeremy Lin of the Toronto Raptors, believe it or not, is going to be our guest tonight. Now, you're asking yourself why. Well, Steve Novak, who is the co-host with me, Steve played with him. And there's some stuff to talk about. And obviously, Toronto's flying high right now, so we'll get their perspective on things. And we'll find out if he hates Drake as much as you hate Drake. And maybe he finds him annoying as well. But We'll get into that discussion coming up tonight. So it is an enemy side of things with Jeremy Lin tonight at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee on Michigan. And come on down for the show. Stay for the food. The food is fantastic. Fantastic at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee. We will see you down there tonight. 855-830-8648. The Bucks lose last night in ugly fashion. And did not look as if they had an answer. Let's go to Court, listening to us in Whitewater. Court, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Unit, thanks for taking my call. Two quick points, and I want to run an observation by you. One, obviously, we got to hit shots. We're not hitting shots. And two, George Hill had to score more than 5 points in a game for us as well. I think he only took two shots in that game.
Yeah, he only took a couple.
He needs to be a little more aggressive in that situation. My thing I want to ask you is this wall that they build against Giannis all the time, and they give him the ball at the wing or the top of the key, and he looks to penetrate in. What about going about it a different way of having him run along the baseline, set a screen, and have him come up and post to the paint, getting the ball there because he's close to the rack, can do something, and he can see everybody collapsing if they're going to, and he can find the open man a little easier instead of trying to dribble it in. If nothing's there, he has to turn around
right.
And try to throw that long pass out.
That has become so – I agree with you, Court. That has become so incredibly predictable for Giannis. And part of it is because he handles the basketball moving forward. So he comes up the court a lot of the times with the basketball. I appreciate the phone call. He comes up the court a lot of the time with the basketball, and therefore he's running it at the top. He'll pass it off wing left, wing right, and then they'll get him the ball back, and then you're hoping at that point in time he's got a one-on-one situation where he can take it to the rack. The problem is Toronto's quicker. Toronto is flat. Now, they're almost running a 2-3 zone on you a little bit, but they're just quicker. So by the time Giannis does get the ball and starts to survey the court, rather than just taking it and going, they're just quicker, and they've then set this wall up. So he dribble drives, hopes to get through. If it doesn't, he's going to kick it back out. And instead of taking the extra pass or two, because it's taken you so long to set this up, you got to fire up an off-balance shot. Thus, it doesn't fall, and down the other end of the court you go. This has become a very predictable offense for the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Listen, man, it's you're right about the predictable nature of this of the Bucks, and I think this starts on the defensive. That's where they're losing, man, on the defensive end. They are missing their assignments. They're not quick enough to the – well, put it this way. When you got Powell, you got Lowry almost hitting 30 points, you got Van Vliet, You even got Ibaka, and I'll tell you what, Lopez is killing them at the top of the key, trying to get out on their big man, Gasol. And they flipped the script on, basically flipped the script, their own script on the Bucks. The Bucks are known for their defense. They're not very good when they take the ball out of the basket and they have to work in the half court. They're a transition team, and that's how Bledsoe is effective. He runs down the court off a missed shot, and they're not missing their shots because they're wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kicking
that's
it out, and they're taking
they
the extra pass.
No transition offense right now, Bill. So the only way that they're going to be effective is if they play better defense. And the Raptors are beating them at their own game. They're playing better defense. They're collapsing. They're trapping. Giannis is so predictable. Him dribbling the ball down the middle of the lane, and they collapse on him. Then he tries to hit the guy on the wing, and if they don't hit the shot, they're done. They're back down court playing defense again.
Yeah.
So if they don't change that, if they are in the half court, if they don't have somebody else bringing the ball up, if they don't do pick and rolls, you can count this as being a lost experience at this point.
They've got to do something now. Appreciate the phone call, KJ. You got to get to the top of the hour. They've got to do something now because there is no tomorrow. You lose this game tomorrow night, you're done. You're done. The chances of you coming back and winning that thing and figuring it out then after your third try, I think you'd be done. We got a lot more to talk about. Also, coming up in the next hour, bottom of the next hour, Chet Freeman, co-host of the Chuck and Winkler Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. He is in Toronto. He saw that craptastic performance up close and personal. We'll talk more about that coming up. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.